joining us live, our dear friends and regular contributors for many, many years.
Yeah.
Sing together.
Love and marriage.
Sing
love and marriage.
Go ahead.
Together like a... Joe and Cindy Farini, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing better now that you're here. Oh,
good. Ryan, you're so
Thank
nice.
You.
So, confrontation or connection? Why are these juxtaposed in terms of marriage?
Well, you know, you're always going to have confrontation, but I think in marriage, and we always need confrontation because, you know, there's no relationship that ever is perfect to where you're not going to have something that you need to talk about. But our goal in marriage should be to connect. So before we talk about connection and confrontation, I have some wordings that I think were really, really helpful from a counselor friend of ours.
Oh.
And she was saying that if you are a person who, you know, has confrontation, you tend to make it where it's us and them. And you make it like, well, there's two types of people in this world. There's us and them. And then she listed what us looks like and what them looks like. And I thought that was really interesting. So the us people, so if I want to be confrontational, whether it's with my husband or with other people just, you know, out in the world, if it's us, I think, oh, well, we're the nice guys. We're the insiders. These are the people like me. I'm comfortable with these people. We're familiar. We're good and we're right. But when we talk about the other people, the them people, we act like they're not to be trusted, even if they appear nice. They're outsiders. They're different. They're uncomfortable. They're strange. They're bad. They're wrong. And that's where I think we start. If we start with all that, we're confronting with a whole different attitude than we should have.
I love that because it's when we do that in marriage, I would imagine the wrong way, we could end up driving a pretty deep wedge relationally.
Absolutely. And that's why we both feel that connecting is so important, because you will have confrontation, but you can do it in ways that are very productive.
So then confrontation in and of itself, it sounds divisive, but isn't necessarily.
Not necessarily. No, of course. I mean, as Cindy said, in marriage, and I would say just in life in general, you know, connecting with others seems much more effective than confrontation with others when it comes to trying to build a relationship with those people. And so if the goal is to connect with your spouse and with others, then we need to reduce and or manage confrontation. And there are different degrees of confrontation, of course, but we'll just keep this at an even playing field. We're just trying to engage and helping to build this relationship. So I thought the best way to go about this was to present two different aspects of this topic by giving you a few different scenarios.
Oh, good.
In each scenario, we're going to look at the issue of what does confronting look like? What does it sound like? And then how can a confrontation be avoided altogether? So in this first scenario, is an example of maybe a more subtle confrontation that you might actually, all of us might deal with today. And this occurs when you're trying to reach out to your spouse and or you're trying to make contact with somebody, call them or email them, and they just don't return your calls or your emails. So what do you do in those situations? Well, if you want a confrontation, what you'll say is something like, well, why didn't you call me? And of course, this approach can come across as a little abrasive, a little demanding. But so I would suggest, instead of being abrasive and demanding, how about connecting with this person and say something like, you know what, I miss you. Can you give me a call? Or I'd love to have coffee with you in order to just catch up with you and see how you're doing. Now, obviously, which approach do you think is going to avoid the confrontation?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, it's the latter one.
Definitely the second one, yeah. But
yeah, exactly.
In that example, if that's a problem, let's say where you're, whenever you call or text your spouse, they don't pick up or they don't connect mm-hmm. with you, is it valid to every once in a while clearly confront and say, listen, like when these things happen, this is how it makes me feel. Like, what can we do to mm-hmm. improve that? Do you see what I'm saying? Like sometimes sugarcoating kind of like fogs your point. And so when is that appropriate and how should we limit it?
Sure.
Well, I think what you said is really good because what you said had an element of humility to it. But if you were to be bold and bullying and being like, well, hey, why aren't you calling me? I'm texting you. Why aren't you texting me back? Then you put the shoe on the other foot and you're becoming a demanding, it's all about me. Why aren't you paying attention? And, you know, we may find out, as probably many of us have done that type of thing, to find out, you know, well, the husband or the wife was in a work meeting and they couldn't pick up, or something was happening where they were not able to. So I think it's really important. And I love Joe's example, because it just really shows that with just a little bit of softening of tone and a little bit of changing of words, which is really just semantics, you can go from a confrontation to a connection.
And Joe, you had another example in terms of how it manifests itself in marriage, confrontation versus connection.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, there are several scenarios we can walk into here, but I just want to kind of piggyback on what Cindy was saying here. And this might actually save us a lot of conflict in our marriages. And that is, we have just learned over the years that if she's trying to call me, she has to leave a message on my phone. If she's just calling me and calling me, she's kind of blown up my phone. And all I see Cindy's called me 10 times. Honestly, I'm not going to call her back unless she leaves a message on my phone, because that, you know, we've all experienced misdials. And so, especially with these iPhones, the way they are these days. And so if you want to really avoid conflict, just leave a simple message. Hey, give me a call when you can. Thanks. Bye. And, you know, I'll call you back.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's one way to avoid conflicts when it comes to not responding back to people via email or phone.
Cindy would do that to you, Joe? She would blow up your phone like that? Wow.
Oh, she could. Oh, yeah, she can do that. And,
no hesitation.
Except that I know the rule, though, so I would leave a message.
Yeah.
You just leave 10 messages.
Yeah. Well, if it's, I just need one, and then I'll call her back. But if she's just, you know, Miss Island, then I'm not going to do that. But anyways.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. That's good.
So what are your other examples?
Yeah, thanks, Jinx. You know, sometimes it's not the words so much as the impression that sometimes we get from people, or the impressions that sometimes we give to people. And so another scenario would be, you know, let me ask you this. I mean, do you sometimes get the impression from people that you should always think and act the way that they do? You know, and beyond that, you get the impression from these people that you should always be interested in what they're saying and or what they're doing.
And if I'm talking, he better be interested. I'm just joking. I'm just playing. No, yeah, but that is something that you see in marriage.
Right. I mean, that's a huge assumption, really, that no one needs and nobody wants to be a part of.
Yes.
And thus, that relationship, if that's happening, that relationship and that environment becomes immediately a confrontational, hostile environment. Yeah. I mean, and who wants to go there? And so, you know, just let's be honest with ourselves and just ask ourselves if we are that type of a person, or at least do we have tendencies of being like that type of person?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, then I would just say we just all need to learn how to have good conversations with people and just ask basic questions like, so how's life? How's the family? You know, what's going on these days? What are your struggles going on? And the reality is, I mean, if you can't ask simple type of questions like that, if you're not capable of doing that, then most likely you're probably a diva if you're a woman, or a divo if you're a guy who just cares about themselves, which we discussed previously in a previous Marriage Matters segment. But so how about reconnecting and saying things like, you know what, I've been so busy lately. I've been so self-absorbed with big stuff in my life, but I sure would love to connect with you and see how you're doing.
So how,
at that point,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, at that point, once again, your goal has been achieved. You've now connected with that person.
Well, and Cindy, so how do we connect with our spouse in a more effective way?
Well, I'm going to just take with what Joe just said too, and that is, you know, being concerned about the other person and really making other people a priority. So, you know, we're talking here about marriage, but we're also extending it to other people, because the habits that we form in our own lives within our own homes are going to go outside of our homes too. So I think it's important to make other people a priority, make our spouse a priority. And if you didn't do something that you said you were going to do, to say, you know, I am so sorry, instead of having to have a big conflict and confrontation about something, say, I'm just so sorry. Own up to it. Own up to the fact that you didn't respond.
All right. That's good.
Or that you you didn't, you know, do what you said you were going to do. I think when we put the shoe on the other foot, sometimes we can feel what it would feel like. And I don't want my husband coming to me and demanding and being nasty and mean-spirited. That doesn't really get anywhere in this house, you know. So I feel like there has to be that level of humility. And one of the things that we follow, and this is not specific just to a marriage, but just to everyone in our life. But if someone calls us or gets in touch with us or emails, texts, whatever, we try to at least respond and say, I got this. And I can't deal with it right now. In fact, we just had something happen the other day. We're setting up a speaking engagement. And we just had 4 days of packed. There was no time to get back with this person. I just wrote them and said, please know I got your email. I will respond to you on Saturday, no later than Monday. And I think you just give that person then that priority to say you are important. Because I think what happens is when you don't do that, you're just saying you're more important. Yeah. And in marriage, it can't be that way.
Yeah.
And so it's just a matter of connecting. And I think if I could just make one comment on confrontation, I think confrontation, there needs to be a good reason. So if you are going to confront on something like sin, make sure it's a sin issue, not just your opinion. You need to be specific about what you're going to say. And it has to be a rare rather than a common event. It has to be something where this is pretty meaningful that I have to have a moment of confrontation with you. And we are going to have those. But I think you can, by confronting, you can strengthen the other person or you can soften the other person if you do it in a loving way that has humility instead of demanding and being, you know, all about yourself.
So we talked about tone and the words that we use and softening that. Can you talk a little bit about timing with confrontation?
You know, I feel Joe was very good at teaching me this early in our marriage, that if he ever had something to share with me that I should change, or maybe this didn't come across a very good way, he would not necessarily bring it up right at that minute and be bold about it and bullying about it. Like, what are you doing that for? He would wait until there was a good time where we would have nice conversation and we would bring it up and discuss it. And I so appreciated that.
So it can't be while they're at work, like at the office, call real quick.
Joe's pointing to his teeth. He goes, how could I talk to you when I was doing
people's
teeth? So I think you have to be sensitive to that. What does the person do for a job? How important is it? Is it really important that you have to confront, or can it wait?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been having a great discussion. It's 8:26 with Joe and Cindy Farini and their My Marriage Matters segment. We love hanging out with them. Any final thoughts before we ask folks how to connect with you?
You know what? This whole topic is so important for just real practical building oneness in a marriage relationship. And I'll just say this. I mean, building bridges that connect people is so much better than destroying those same bridges through confrontation. And oftentimes it's just a few words here or there that will make that connection rather than lead to a confrontation. So be careful what we say and do.
That's right. So how can folks get connected with what you all are doing in your My Marriage Matters ministry?
Well, the best place would be on Facebook at My Marriage Matters. That would be the best place. And actually, I had done a blog on this, and I will send it to Kelly. No pressure if she doesn't want to put it on, if it doesn't seem to fit
we can do that.
The way that this went.
We'll gladly put that on our social media sites.
Great. Well, I'll put that on. That would just be a connection to a fuller discussion. Then there's even more to it. But I feel like this is just such a great discussion. So it will be on My Marriage Matters. Probably today as a blog, I can do it as a blog post. And tomorrow, probably I'll have the audio up tomorrow morning.
Fantastic. Joe and Cindy Farini, we always love spending time with you. God bless you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.